food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 26th October 2021. It is Tuesday night. I'm glad you're with us, and I do mean that. I seriously do. It's going to be just me and you for a little while. I'm going to talk to you about some news articles. I'm going to show you in the Bible how these are coming to pass and why they come to pass. And I want your comments and phone calls next half hour, as always. Expecting a phone call from a guy named Kevin Gallagher. He's hosted this program for me a few times when I was off sick, and you all probably know who I'm talking about if you've been listening for a while. And he has his own network out of Connecticut. He wants to tell you how you can listen to my program and the Bible studies on his network. So he'll be calling in hopefully pretty soon to share the information, unless he forgets. So, but he's a Yankee. What can you say? No, I'm just kidding, folks. You folks north of Mason-Dixon, it's all right. Just pull your leg. But anyway, we'll get into some different news in a minute. Before I do that, I'll let you know that the Super Quick Clean Gun order come in today. We'll be shipping out the Super Quick Clean Gun orders this coming week. It's coming Thursday, I'm sorry, this Thursday. Some of y'all ordered a case of it, and that's great. They'll be going out of here this Thursday. And, folks, the Super Quick Clean Gun is something, and unless if you missed the program, you call me Thursday. Let me tell you what this product will do. It's not just for guns. Believe me, it's not just for guns. It's a product that's good for a lot of things around the house, even being a hand sanitizer. And I'm not making that up. I'm telling you the truth. My Super Quick Clean Gun is a product everybody should have around the house for a lot of reasons. And if you will call me Thursday, I'll tell you all about it if you didn't hear the program. But we do have a stock. We'll be shipping Thursday. All those place orders already. You can place orders also. And we still have the 3-for-1 on REM Sleep and Tranquil. Now, folks, that is a once-and-for-all thing. Once these are going, I got a pretty good supply of it. Why I had a chance? Because I can't get any more. It's going to be discontinued after this batch, from what I understand. Now, some of the to say that they're past date, because I think that the end of November, they actually go out of date, but it makes no difference. These products do not grow old. But if you want to get it while you can, 3 bottles for $1, the price of one, actually $2 more, $40.95 for 3 bottles of REM Sleep or Tranquil. You can't mix or match them, but you need to stock up while you got a chance, because there's no more going to be coming in that I know of at any time in the future at all. And I use the REM Sleep every night myself. It's a great product. It really is. And volume 3 of my book didn't make it to the printer already. Made it yesterday. I was talking to the printer today. We're getting some details worked out with the one gentleman who helps him out a little bit. We're going to get that book published and out to everybody as soon as possible. Volume 3 is a continuation of the series I started on words of wisdom and instruction from God's Word. This is just down-to-earth, basic teaching straight from the Bible and history. Straight from the Bible. Simple teachings, folks, because I'm a simple man. I don't write up 15 pages to cover one verse in the Bible. I usually have it summarized in 2 or 3 pages at the most. what the point I want to make. So the books should be here any day. They're $14.95. $12.95 at the end of the month. After the first month, $14.95, that's delivered price to your door. I think you'd be tickled if you got it. I mean that. I really do. I think you're going to enjoy it if you get a copy of it up. If you don't, send it back. I'll be glad to send the money back to you. I mean, I have no problem with that at all. I don't want you to have anything that you don't like and don't want to use, okay? This book, I think, is important, not because I wrote it, because it's God's Word, taught in a simple fashion. That's the best I can do it. Now, Kevin hadn't called in yet, so I'm going to go ahead and start on some news, if you don't mind. I will start with one issue first that really irks me in a lot of different ways. Oh, all right, wait a minute, we do have Kevin. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Good to have you, my friend. Folks, this is Kevin Gallagher of Truth Be Told Radio Network. And I'm going to let him tell you how you can listen to this program and other programs on his network. And I appreciate you doing this, Kevin. You go right ahead and tell them how they can listen.
Yeah, I wanted to just share a couple of things because, you know, Butch, you've been on the air for years. You have a very loyal audience. You're carried here on GS Radio. And you're also carried on my radio network, and we've been on the air since about April of 2018. So we go out worldwide on the internet, and there's a number of different ways that people can listen. I know a lot of your listeners will listen over shortwave, and I have a couple of shortwave radios myself, Butch. So the interesting thing about shortwave is that it's weather driven. So if you have bad weather, like I'm experiencing right now here in Connecticut, the reception is going to be, well, spotty. And so you have some alternatives to be able to listen either, you know, through GS Radio or to my network. First is go to the website, truthbetoldnetwork.org, excuse me, and you can listen by tapping on the big listen button, and you're listening right there, crystal clear audio. You have an Android phone or you have an iPhone, what you can do is the Google Assistant is built into all of your Android phones from version 5 of the software upward. The same thing is true with the iPhone. So all you need to do is just say the name of the assistant and then say play Truth Be Told Radio Network. I know that will also work for GS Radio. They can do the same thing. So if you do that, it'll come up, just follow the simple steps. Phone's going to say you're going to want to listen to this, tap it, whatever, and bingo. You'll hear it playing right through your smartphone. So that's another way you can do it. The other way is we are run through the MyTuner software. MyTuner, Butch, will run through any computer basically in the world. You can set it up on a tablet, an Android tablet, an Apple tablet. Also, you have tablets like the Amazon tablet. You can install it onto all those different things, even like an Amazon Fire Stick. You can install it. We have it installed on the Fire Stick. It works, and you can listen that way. TuneIn Radio is very powerful. They carry over 150,000 something radio stations. We're one of them. With any of this stuff, bookmark it. So if you're doing that with Global Star GS Radio, or if you're doing it with us, bookmark it so you can get back to it quickly. We're also on any...
Kevin, a very quick question. Just quick question. TuneIn Radio. You can listen to internet radio on your computer by going to TuneIn Radio. So if they go to TuneIn Radio and type in Truth Be Told Radio Network or GS Radio Network, it'll come up?
It'll come up.
Okay.
I don't know if GS is on TuneIn. Most likely they are. I know that we are. And so if you bookmark that, you can get back to this stuff really easy. So we're also on just about any Wi-Fi radio in the world, Butch. So the thing is we're in about 15 different aggregates, they're called. So these are databases of all the different radio stations. And so, again, bookmark that. You can come back to it. You'll find us under the Internet-only broadcasters. Roll it down to the T's, and you'll find us. The most intriguing way that you can find us is we are available on every single Alexa smart speaker. We're also available on the Google smart speaker and on the HomePod smart speaker. So, as I said earlier, Butch, the smart assistants are built into your smartphones. But basically, a smart speaker is kind of like a glorified Android or iPhone that you plug into the wall. So what you would do is just use the name of the hot word, like Hey Google or Alexa. And what happens is I'll demonstrate this just so that people can hear it. And so this particular smart speaker is set up for the word computer. So I say, computer, play Truth Be Told Radio Network. And then I'm going to turn that down because we're going to get a wicked echo. So what happens is you'll have the ability to do that, and it works that easy. So the numbers, Butch, on the smart speakers are mind-boggling. They're here to stay, like it or not. They listen to you. I get all that. But as a broadcaster, they're a gold mine because we can reach so many people, and especially with a Christian radio network like what I run, Butch, it is a way to get the word of God out to a lot of people. This, I'll leave you with this fact. With everybody that has broadband in the United States, there's a lot of households. Over 50% of those households have at least one smart speaker. About 38% have two or more smart speakers. So this is a way in which these shows can get out to a huge number of people. Now, we also have call-in numbers. There's four of them. And I went through this quickly, but if you want information about how to listen, I can email people the information. I have it in a small text file, a doc, and they can download that and they can print it out. But it's contact@truthbetoldnetwork.org, contact@truthbetoldnetwork.org, and we reach about 30 to 35 countries every single week.
And whenever when you get a chance, email me that, what you just mentioned, the contact, and I will email to my newsletter list also.
Yeah, please do, and I'll get that out to you tonight, and that way you can get it out to people, because, like I said, I know a lot of people like to listen shortwave, this and that. I love shortwave radio, but sometimes it just isn't going to happen. It's not going to work through things that are out of our control, and this is a great way that people can tune in and listen to your show and the other shows that appear on GS Radio and also on mine. I know with GS Radio, I know with the Google speaker, you can say, "Hey, Google," and then say, "Play GS Radio," and it does play, and now that I'm remembering, it does come in through TuneIn Radio. So try that. It should work no matter which one you have. You might have to add the words on TuneIn Radio if you're using the HomePod. So try that, but it will work. I've tried it. I have personally for myself because I broadcast over them. I have the Amazon and I have the Google speakers, and I can monitor and make sure that they're working and broadcasting, and I check them every day, and it works. It absolutely works.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kevin, for your service to God Almighty and to this country. Thank you for what you're doing, and I mean that. And thank you, your pretty half, for standing with you going through all this, because I know that being married to somebody that's kind of owned by radio, like I've been for years, wife has to really be faithful. But thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. And, you know, the thing is, you were one of the people on a very short list when I started the radio network that I wanted to have on the network. You were one of the people that I reached out first to. And if people want to, I can also email them the broadcast schedule so they can see when you're on and other hosts. We have
Send that to me, and I'll send my list also.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And like I said, it's contact@truthbetoldnetwork.org, contact@truthbetoldnetwork.org. And I thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. Just keep up the great work. You're being listened to right now, at least here on our site in Russia. Here in the United States, all over the country, you're being listened to in France and Germany and Canada right now are the five countries that are listening.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate that. I really do. Right? I can't believe all those people speak hillbilly.
I know. Isn't that amazing? And they can get a Yankee like myself, you know?
Well, thank you, Kevin. God bless, my friend. You keep in touch, okay?
Very welcome, sir. God bless you.
Talk to you soon. What a blessing, what an honor. And for all these folks listening all over the country, the different countries, thank you. I don't want to say it's very humbling, but just thank you. And I do mean that. I truly do. But by the way, the magazine, our Minuteman magazine, is going to the printer Thursday. If you want to receive the biggest and the best hard copy magazine of information available anywhere. Now, I'm saying that when you get it, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's simply sent via email. You can get a subscription, folks. It's expensive because it's such a big magazine. It's $100 a year for a subscription. It's worth every penny. But some folks can't do that. But if you have a computer, you email me at Pastor Butch at startmail.com. That start, S-T-A-R-T, like you start a car. Pastor Butch at startmail.com. Say, I want to start receiving the Minuteman magazine. You will get it. Last month was all about the COVID hoax, and people loved it. Loved it. But you want a copy? You just know. It's no charge online. If you want a hard copy, then if you can pay the subscription rate, we'll be glad to give it to you, okay? But let's get back to what I want to talk to you about tonight. Some really important news, and I'll take phone calls too just soon to get through. I don't want to rush this because it's too important. But one of the things come up just the last few days, last week or so, that really does bother me, and I'm sure it bothers a lot of people. When they talk about Anthony Fauci, by the way, Fauci is one senator is trying to have him charged with criminally charged, God bless him. And some others, Rand Paul and others, want to get him kicked out of his job, fired from his job, God bless him. But anyway, apparently Fauci helped fund, or we paid for it, experiment on beagle dogs. Beagles, I love beagles. They used to raise beagles. And they experiment on them, and they would take out their vocal cords so they couldn't make noises when they were harming them. This is true, folks. Sick, sick, sick. And that makes me angry. I can't stand animal abuse. I can't do it. But what makes me angrier is this. The whole country gets up in an uproar, not the whole country, but a lot of people, many people, get in an uproar and rightfully angry because he's abusing dogs. Where is that same anger for the murder of 2,000 to 4,000 babies a day? I watch the commercials come on TV of the Humane Society and the animals being all hungry and cold and shivering. It breaks my heart. But it makes me angry at the same time. Why don't they show the pieces of the murdered babies that have been thrown in the trash cans, slaughtered, taking organs, taken out alive to help develop the COVID-19 vaccine? Yes, folks, 5-month-old child is still live. I mean, a five-month-old child, born alive, and they had to harvest kidney while it's alive. No anesthetic, nothing. Just take it out. Why don't we hear an uproar over that? Do you think maybe we have our priorities a little bit messed up? I love animals. I have a dog. He lets us live here. His name is Buddy. Well, he's half Shih Tzu and half Terrier. Accusing of being 16 years old now. 16 years old, still going pretty good. He's my dog. I named him Buddy because everywhere I go, he's always there. And I love that little dog. And I would never see anybody harm him and tolerate it. Why don't we have the same kind of righteous anger over children? And not just those that are murdered in the womb, but those that have been perverted in the public school systems. Sitting in front of the TV set watching transgender perverts march up and down the streets and going to homosexual parades. Why in the name of God are we mad about that? Especially you Christians out there that call yourself believers in Christ. I'm angry over animal abuse. I can't stand it. But it makes my blood boil 10 times over to think about an unborn child being torn apart in the womb and thrown in a trash can or burnt in an incinerator. Or born alive and the scissors stabbed in the back of the neck to suck the brains out. Yeah, that bothered me, folks. That bothered me a lot. But don't you think it's a little bit hypocritical to get all bent out of shape over a dog? Why they murder our children? How do you think our Creator looks at that? How do you think God Almighty looks at that? How do you think Jehovah God looks at that? How do you think He feels about the fact that we cry over dogs, but not over our children? I had to get that off my chest. It's on there. Now I shared it, and there you go. Do with it as you want. I told you the truth, just like I do in the books I've written. I hit it hard, fast, and move on. You digest it and do what you want to with it. Now, I'll make another point, get into stories. It seems like when you go to church, at least in most churches, and about all the ones I've ever attended, when they read the Bible, it's either history or future. It never really pertains to the time we're living in, it seems like. Oh, they might, in passing, mention, well, this, look what's happening in their country today. And that's good, they do that. But they don't get down to the nitty-gritty and find out how the Scriptures apply to today. And that does a great disservice to the kingdom of God and to those who listen. The Scripture is relevant for the day we live in. Prophecy is being fulfilled every day. So it's not all history, and it's not all in the future. We're living prophecy right now, folks. If it weren't, we wouldn't be here. I always get a little bit amused at what the group of people they call themselves preterist. Everything's already happened in the Bible. Everything's already come to pass. Then I ask them a question, what are we doing here? I don't know. My friend, if you think everything's already happened, then you don't exist. You have no reason to be alive. Let's move on beyond that. Now, when you get a chance, get your Bible out and look up Isaiah 17, verse 1. Isaiah 17, verse 1. You'll find a prophecy that's not been fulfilled yet. It talks about Damascus, Syria, being a ruinous heap, destroyed. Well, listen to this article and tell me this isn't fitting the scripture. Russia will allow Israel. Russia will allow Israel to attack Syria with impunity. Israel likes to attack Syria, and while officials will mostly claim it's about Iran, such strikes continue with alarming regularity, the only pause being when Israel is unsure if Russia is still comfortable with them. This summer, Russia suggested they want to slow down Israel's attacks, but today, Israel's housing minister reported that they've come to an understanding whereby Putin will keep a deconfliction mechanism in place and allow Israel to strike Syria with no response. When Damascus becomes a ruinous heap, my friends, that's one of the last signs of the last days. Isaiah 17:1, that's in your Bible. Does it pertain to history, the future, or perhaps now? You figure that. What do you think? And by the way, the nation we call Israel is not Israel. No, it isn't. It isn't Israel, the Bible. But it had to be there. It's prophesied to be there, because that's where the wars have emanated from for many, many years. And that's where the last world war is going to start from, in the Middle East. You just wait and see, okay? Now, you get a chance to look up Galatians chapter 5, verse 20. Revelations 18:23. Galatians 5:20 and Revelation 18:23. This article, I'm not going to read it all, I'm just going to share this with you. Indonesia cut COVID by 98% with ivermectin, while Australia grew cases 500% with lockdowns and vaccinations. Indonesia cut it by 98%. Australia grew cases 500%. Now, the reason I'm saying that is, and I just put it, we posted on our website, probably already, if not real soon, a 15-minute video talking about what the so-called vaccine, the jab, does to your DNA. Now, I'm not going to try to explain it all because I don't understand the scientific facts behind it. I watched it, and it's quite fascinating. 15 minutes long. Your DNA spells out the name of God. That's truth. You check it out for yourself. Watch the video. Don't take my word for it. Check it out. Check it out. You'll find it on the homepage and under church news and under health news. It's all on there. And the vaccine destroys that sequence. Now, you'll find in Galatians 5:20, Revelation 18, verse 23, the word sorceries, which means witchcraft. Witchcraft in Galatians 5:20 and sorceries in Revelation 18:23 means the same thing, witchcraft. Pharmakia. Medicines. And this is talking about what the end time Babylon does to the world. Now I understand this. China now, pay attention. China makes 80%, that's 80% of all the medicine that we consume in this country. But America is the leading developer of the so-called COVID vaccine. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, they're all U.S. made. But so that befits end time Babylon, does it not? Where we deceive the world through sorceries, witchcraft, pharmakia. We change the DNA of man and take out his pure DNA that was marked by his creator and put in man's own patented DNA. So they literally own your DNA. Nehemiah chapter 9, my friends, it says they have dominion over your bodies. Soon they will own your DNA. They can patent your DNA because they reinvent it. You check this out and mark my words, this Bible. And I'm not going to get, I'm going to try to read a couple articles here. I'm running out of time in this first segment, but I'm going to take my time doing it anyway. This article is written by Michael Snyder. And I didn't get the scripture for this one, but if you look it up, you'll find out that there's a curse, and there's four or five places that's in the scriptures. It's a curse when a nation uses unjust weights and measures. America has used an unjust weight we call a dollar since 1964 at the latest. When silver was taken out from the making the dollar worth something, taken out of the equation, we went to a fiat currency. That is an unjust weight and measure. It's a device to steal goods with paper. Oh, it works. We think it works. We have confidence that that $1 bill or the $100 bill is worth what it says it is. But it's nothing but a piece of paper. We can trade coal. We can trade seashells. Anything we believe that would work, as long as you keep the people believing a lie, they'll keep on doing the same damnable, stupid things over and over again. And I mean damnable in the point of a biblical term. We have destroyed our nation through our ignorance. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He said, because you've forgotten me and my laws, I will forget your children. Now, this is by Michael Snyder. I'm going to try to read it. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to get all done this segment. I'll finish after this segment. This winter, we could potentially be facing simultaneous shortage of oil, natural gas, propane, and coal. I realize that the headline that I've chosen for this article may sound a bit wild to many of you, but keep reading because what we are potentially facing is extremely serious. Right now, we're already in the midst of an epic global energy crisis. There have already been significant power outages all over the planet, and prices are spiking at a pace that is absolutely breathtaking. With each passing day, it seems like supplies of oil, natural gas, propane, and coal just keep getting tighter. And what is really odd is that it is happening so early in the year. Summer just ended a few weeks ago. And the heart of winter in the northern hemisphere is still several months away. So if things are this bad already, what are things going to look like when we get to the January and February? This morning I was stunned when I pulled up the Drudge Report and saw that one gas station in California is now selling gasoline at $7.59 a gallon for regular. Gas keeps getting more and more expensive, especially in California. But perhaps nowhere is it pricier than the remote Central Coast community of Gorda. The town's only gas station is offering a regular gasoline for $7.59 premium, or for $7.59 regular, and premium is $8.50 a gallon. The good news is that a gallon of gasoline is not nearly that high in most of the rest of the nation. But the bad news is that prices are rising aggressively from coast to coast. As of yesterday, Fox News was reporting that the price of gasoline has risen for 22 straight days. Folks, a lot more news, biblical news and headlines for today. Back at the break.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back. Let's jump back into the article. I want to get your phone calls to an opinion, but I want to share this from Bible. This is Bible. This is Bible. This is Bible prophesied. It's real. It's the law of God. We defied it, and we're going to pay for it. Say, gasoline went up for the last 22 straight days. The main reason why prices are skyrocketing is because suppliers are starting to get really tight. In fact, it's being reported that the crude oil hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, could be effectively out of crude in just a few weeks. I didn't stutter. Needless to say, we have never seen anything like this before. In such a scenario, how high can the price of oil potentially go? And if oil price records are being shattered in the months ahead, what will ordinary Americans have to pay when they go fill up their vehicles? I have a feeling that we are about to enter uncharted territory. Meanwhile, one expert recently told Bloomberg that we could soon be facing propane market Armageddon. In the report by Bloomberg, Ang says prices for the first quarter of 2022 are already far above ladder supplies, saying it may indicate players are preparing for propane market Armageddon. He added that some areas could see outright shortages before winter ends. And folks, I say this many times. I have a heat pump. It's put in last winter. I have propane heaters up on the walls, and I have a wooden coal furnace in the basement I can always go back to, and I will. I'm not going to get rid of those things. I have more than one way to heat this home. If the power goes off, I still got heat. Propane prices go, I don't heat propane. I have propane heaters. Hardly ever use it at all. I cook with propane. But if the prices go too high, I can survive without it. Do you have backup? Have you ordered yourself a brand new water filter? They're getting hard to find, folks. They're getting hard to get a hold of all the time because shipping supplies are not coming in, but we can still get them. But do you have backup if the water's shut off? Do you have backup, my friends? Can you take care of yourself? Do you have storable food? Have you bought some gold and silver coins to swap and barter? I'm just telling you I'm just telling the truth. But back to the article. To add to the stress, Poynter says some weather forecasts are already calling for a colder than normal winter, thanks to the La Nina effect. Experts call for an 87% chance of the system bringing an early and harsh winter season. Forget global warming, huh? The use of the term outright shortages definitely alarms me because there are millions of Americans that use propane to heat their homes. If the propane runs out in the middle of winter, what are those people supposed to do? On the other side of the globe, a tightening of natural gas supplies has become an enormous problem. According to Global News, natural gas prices in Europe and Asia have more than tripled in 2021. Regional and national gas markets in the United States are seeing prices for this winter surge along with global record highs, suggesting that the energy bills causing headaches in Europe and Asia will hit the world's top gas producer before long. Gas prices in Europe and Asia have more than tripled this year, causing manufacturers to curtail activity from Spain to Britain and sparking power crises in China. In addition to a lack of natural gas, a severe coal shortage has also contributed to the economic chaos that we are witnessing in China at the moment. Just recently, CNN reported that energy shortages has already spread to 20 different provinces. Power shortages have spread to 20 provinces in recent weeks, forcing the government to ration electricity during peak hours and some factories to suspend production. These disruptions resulted in a sharp drop in the industrial output last month and weighed on the outlook for China's economy. India is being hit really hard by the global coal shortage as well. In fact, we are being told that most of India's coal plants have critically low levels of coal inventory. Most of India's coal-fired power plants have critically low levels of coal inventory at a time when the economy is picking up and fueling electricity demand. Coal accounts for about 70% of India's electricity generation. So the truth is that my headline for this article is not over the top at all. The shortages aren't something that we have to wait for. They're already here, and they're going to get a lot worse. Of course, this new energy crisis is going to make our global supply chain headaches even more frustrating. In our economic system, it takes energy to literally do just about anything, and as energy becomes more expensive, virtually every form of economic activity will also become more expensive. This is a new normal, and you might as well get used to it. I am shocked that things have deteriorated so rapidly, and this new global energy crisis is definitely setting the stage for so many things that I have been warning about. As global energy supplies get tighter and tighter, all of us will feel the pain. And the experts are telling us that things are not going to turn around anytime soon. So I hope you have a plan for this winter and beyond, because things are really starting to get crazy out there. And folks, that's part of our judgment. It's part of our judgment of the world, not just America, but America is going to pay so dearly. If you get a chance, read Matthew 24, verse 7. Revelation 6, verse 8. And see if it doesn't tie into now, right now. Not the future, now. Of course, it's going to foretell some more future. But we're living it right now. This is an analysis by Mike Adams, the Truth Ranger, the Health Ranger. Mike Adams says, analysis, food rationing. Now, you pay attention. Food rationing to be announced in America, followed by food riots and social unrest. Biden regime will invoke martial law in 2022. I hope Mike is wrong, but I don't think so. In today's analysis, offered both here in article format as well as in the Situation Update podcast, I reveal why food rationing is coming to America, followed by food riots. This is analysis based on current data points and trends, including the collapse of agricultural fertilizer production affecting crop yields throughout 2022, the collapse of the supply chain for agricultural machinery, no parts for tractors, planters, combines, etc., the continued lockdown-induced labor shortage crisis affecting food production and processing companies, and the obvious desire by the Biden regime to cause maximum suffering and death across America via vaccine mandates, economic collapse, and engineered scarcity. The implications of all this will extend through 2022 and will almost certainly persist in 2023. We can already see the food shortages on the horizon due to crop production cycles. While finance predictions are very difficult to nail down due to the ability of financial markets to suddenly shift, agriculture is dependent on natural cycles and time requirements such as seasons, plant growth timelines, availability of fertilizer, cost of fuel, transportation, infrastructure, etc. Thus, when agriculture inputs begin failing in the present, it doesn't require rocket science to project the failures in crop production one or more seasons into the future. I describe this as future results being baked in, based on today's conditions and inputs. Right now, in late 2021, we're seeing the collapse of supply lines for tractor parts. Large-scale ore storage facilities projecting a crisis in crude oil shortfall in just the next few weeks. Soaring energy prices across Europe. Energy shortages on global scale. The shutting down of fertilizer plants, ammonia plants, and greenhouse operations. Breakdowns in transportation, logistics, and deliveries. Logjam ports and container traffic congestion. And many more, and many other factors that essentially describe a kind of siege warfare under which the United States is currently suffering. We're living in a theater of war right now, and engineered scarcity is just one of many weapons that have been developed this year. Knowing all this, we can easily conclude that food availability is going to be crushed through the remainder of 2021, all through 2022, and likely well into 2023. Let's see. Psalm 9:17 says, all nations that forget God are turned into hell. Wow. I'll get the phone lines in a minute, I promise. We'll get to all of you. Just hang in there, please. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. One more article. Read Revelation 13, my friends, and see if this ties into that. I'm not making any of this up. New patent proposes digital surveillance to vaccinate people based on social credit style scores. One more time. New patent proposes digital surveillance to vaccinate people based on social credit style scores. Patent and trademark attorneys Dr. Gail Ehrlich and Mayor Finster of Ehrlich and Finster recently had a U.S. patent approved for a technology that aims to surveil people via their digital activity, give them a score that defines the potential level of super spreading activity of each individual, and then vaccinate people based on this score. The patent proposes collecting a wide range of personal information from sources such as mobile devices, apps, social media, web browsing records, payment records, medical records, employment records, the government, and surveillance cameras. It also suggests collecting highly specific personal information via these sources, such as precise location data, the length of time people spent at the location they visit, the ventilation rate of the places people visit, images of people looking at the screen of their mobile phone, sound from the microphones and personal devices, facial recognition data. And yes, my friends, your phone can see what you're doing if anybody wants to know. The patent proposes numerous potential surveillance applications for this data, which include detecting when people are using public transport by using geolocation and or regular start-stop movement that matches a public transportation profile, monitoring when people are washing their hands by analyzing sounds of water running or movement by a smartwatch, and checking whether people are wearing a mask by analyzing images taken during calls or other looking at screen of the cell phone. Once the data is gathered, the technology outlined in this patent analyzes the data and assigns a score to the electronic device. It suggests using this score to predict the potential level of super spreading activity of each individual and recommends vaccinating according to score. Not only does the patent suggest mass electronic surveillance of people to create a social credit style score that determines when they should be vaccinated, but it also proposes that the technology could be deployed as part of a dedicated mandatory app. One more time. Dedicated mandatory app where the government may order the citizens to install a dedicated application on their smartphones or other smart devices like tablets, smartwatches, smart glasses, etc., to help the government with the logistics of the vaccination procedures. Still love our phones, don't we, darlings? We love our phones. I mean, everywhere you go, people are staring at their phones. I don't care if they're walking down the street, sitting in a doctor's office, sitting in a restaurant, they're usually staring at their phones. We're hooked on them. That's all there is to it. We don't care what it means to be monitored. We don't care about being probed, tracked, or anything. We're hooked on our phones. That ties into the beast system. So the beast system is so clearly being seen. And for over 11, 12 years, I drove without a driver's license because myself and others would not do a digital picture, which is put onto the driver's license, which is entered into Interpol for worldwide surveillance via your cell phones or cameras worldwide. They recognize you by the number of your face, which is a number of a man, by the way, you. We fought that for 10, 11, 12 years. I didn't have a driver's license. Yes, I even got speeding tickets without a driver's license because I would not do the digital picture. I'm not saying they didn't steal it from me. They had to rape me to get it. I haven't volunteered it. I still haven't volunteered it. This is where we sit, folks. Where are you going to draw the line? Or are you going to draw the line? Or are you just going to keep on going? That's a good question, isn't it? Let's go to phone lines, like I promised. Let's start with Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch. I'm just fired up like you tonight. I tell you, you know, you were reading some good scriptures there. You remember last year, the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 7, when the cities are on fire. That's biblical. We had that last year. It's all coming. And you know, all these things that were going on with the phones, the iPhones, the tracking systems, people are going to be on their way to the train to Auschwitz because
yes. It's
exactly what these globalists
yes.
want to do to us. They want to murder us. They want to put the vaccines in us, which is graphene oxide. It's not approved by the FDA. This is a global tyranny.
Folks, well, Chris, you yes. go to my website, PastorBush.com. PastorBush.com. Look on the, should be up right now, if not, be there tomorrow for sure. On the home page, you're going to see it's a 15-minute video about what they do to change your DNA. Now, this is a very, very important point. This could be a soul-saving point. You watch that, please.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, if parents out there listening tonight and worldwide, and thank you for the truth be told out there. I heard them earlier, and the good friends in Europe out there, this is a worldwide awakening.
Yes, it is.
Out there and start protesting. Let's get civil disobedience out here. Where's pastors, the church, wake up. The corporate churches, wake up.
Well, you're going to see the video where many
people, and frankly,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
Beginning to realize why they don't go to a church because their church has been compromised by the corporate 501c3.
Amen.
Not telling the truth.
Amen. And in this video, you see mainline pastors, including Franklin Graham, John Hagee, and others, telling people to get the vaccine. And once you see what it does to your DNA, actually takes your Creator's name out of your DNA, this is a very serious situation.
It really is. And that's why, you know what, I want you with Numana Foods, stock up, folks.
Amen.
Go to the store and look around. I'm starting to see bare shelves. The meat racks are bare. People are just walking around like everything's fine or something's wrong.
Yeah.
Folks, it's real.
It is real.
I'm here looking at it. And the Main Street News is not covering it. All they want to do is say everything is just fine. That's how they do it, Butch.
That's right. Good call. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to say?
I just want to say that pray for Pastor Pulaski up there, because, you know, that's why, he's kind of like a brother to me, being an immigrant and everything.
Right.
I know his relative in 1939, what they went through and he went through since that time. It's coming here unless we take a stand and pull our full armor and be lions out there, brother.
Amen. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. God, Jim, thanks so much. Appreciate it, Chris. And, folks, I just got a text in. Asking prayer for a Mennonite family who's part of the captives in Haiti. They were taken captive in Haiti, and some of their friends are asking prayer for them. Lady M. Trudy called and said, ask prayer for this family, a Mennonite family who are now captive in Haiti. So keep that in mind, please. That's very important. And tomorrow night, by the way, we're going to have Dr. Judy Mikovits on to discuss more of what's in these so-called vaccines. Folks, I'm telling you the truth tonight. Don't take my word for it. Look it up for yourself. Let's go next to Idaho. Let's talk to Leslie in Idaho. Leslie, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, it's your favorite singer, your
song. Sweetheart, I can barely understand you. You're kind of muffled.
I said, it's me, your favorite pain in your side.
I'm so sorry. Todd, can you give her a little more volume or something? I cannot understand what she's saying. Let's try that one more time.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you fine, yes. Thank you, sweetheart, yes.
Okay. The first thing was, there was an article in the Jerusalem Post this morning that said that Iran's gas lines had been hacked.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, you know, I did read that somewhere, yes.
The other thing, when you were talking about Isaiah 17, is that if you read beyond, just keep reading after it talks about Damascus,
right.
It says they have become like Israel. So it sounds like, it gives the impression that Israel will actually be hit first in this whole mess. I mean, I think it's going to be all over the place over there.
It's going to go worldwide. We know that, Leslie. It's going to go worldwide. It really is. It's going to go worldwide.
The last thing was that I wanted to put my phone number out. It has changed. And for anybody that wants to talk about prophecy or anyone that wants to just talk at all for any reason, we're living in really difficult times. I know there are a lot of people maybe that are by themselves, and anyone can call me if they just need an ear or someone to talk to. And if Richard is listening, that includes you, Richard. I miss talking to you.
Well, what's your number,
Ready?
Leslie? Yes.
Say again?
What's your number? Go ahead.
It's 208-505-0202.
Okay, folks, that's 208-505-0202. 208-505-0202. If you miss that, you call me in the office Thursday and we'll have it here for you. That's a very generous offer. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And thank you for everybody praying for my son. He got well and he's doing fine. And
Amen.
I'm so grateful.
Amen. Amen. All right, folks, you heard that. That's a praise report. Thank you all for praying for that. I forgot his name.
My son was Marshall.
Marshall, that's it. All right, folks. Thank you all for praying for Marshall. You see, your prayers are being heard. Leslie, thanks for calling in. I got jumped, but thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. What a sweet call. Folks,
bye.
I'll talk to you soon. Folks, give her a call, 208-505-0202. Dave, Massachusetts, come on in.
Well, you know, in regards to Damascus, here's a clue that you might take into consideration as to whether or not there's going to be a strike in Damascus. If you hear about, because Russia, they're the protectors of the Orthodox and the Muslim world. If you hear about the Greek Orthodox Patriarch of Antioch, who actually resides in Damascus, if you hear about him being relocated, most likely to Cyprus, that's a clue that there's going to be a strike in Damascus.
Ah, okay. Good point. Did not know that. Good point. Anything else you want to share?
Well, no. Well, whoever else wants to call up, I'll let them have their time.
All right. Thank you for the call, Dave. Very good point. Thanks. That's the heads up, folks. Keep your eye on that. You never know. All right. Let's go to Ohio and let's talk to Bruce. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to have all the people out there pray for the missionaries in Haiti that are being, you know, kidnapped and being ransomed, and many of them are from Ohio. And their lives are in very danger, these thugs in Haiti. So pray for their release there. And a couple news articles I'd like to share. Joe Biden is summoned to the Vatican to meet Pope Francis tomorrow. President Joe Biden will meet Pope Francis at the Vatican on October 29th. That's tomorrow. We'll be in Rome to attend the G20 Leaders Summit October 30-31st before traveling to Glasgow, Scotland.
Bruce, the 29th is Friday.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well,
that's all right.
Wrong.
That's all right. No big deal.
A couple days away then. Anyway, he's summoned to the Vatican to have a meeting with the Pope in preparation for their having this climate change conference October 31st to November 12th. And it's all about bringing in one world religion at Revelation 17. Very, very serious, serious time. And speaking about Isaiah 17:1, I think what's going to lead up to it, there's a prophecy in Daniel chapter 8. It's a conflict between a ram and a he-goat. And it says the ram is Media and Persia. And the second higher horn comes up last, which is Persia or Iran. Iran's going to do something to provoke a major, major war in the Middle East. And we'll be involved in it. Israel will be involved. And they got people over here. And it's going to bring in what the Bible calls the time of the end.
Yes. Well, they're trying to make the point at the beginning of the program. We're living prophecy. A lot of people always want to talk about the future of the past, but we're living prophecy, folks. We truly are living prophecy.
It's all coming to head right now.
It certainly is. It's exciting times. I won't call them good times, but it's exciting times.
We're heading into the crisis of the ages, no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. All right. Bruce, good call. Anything else?
Pray for them Christians in Haiti right now. They're in serious trouble.
All right. Thank you. And the folks do that. I should be ashamed. I mentioned before, but yeah, those people have been kidnapped. And you heard the lady called in wants to pray for the Mennonite group that also been captured down there. Mennonite family captive. So please keep those people in prayers. If that were you or your family members, I'm sure that you want everybody to pray. And folks, do keep those people in prayer that God may deliver them, okay, from the hands of the heathens, please. And we're all right down to the last minute and a half. The phone line's open. If you want to call, you got a real quick call, you got a chance to do it, go ahead. 844-769-2944. Again, tomorrow night we're going to have Dr. Judy Mikvitz on. Talk about a powerful lady with information that she has to share. And I'm so thrilled and so honored to have her on to share the information with you. We want to bring you the best programming from all aspects, but everything based upon a Christian worldview. It has to come from the Bible. Be in line with the Bible, folks. It's not truth. If it isn't in line with the Bible and fulfilling prophecy, then something that isn't quite right. We are seeing prophecy being fulfilled, and everything we want to bring to you is on all issues. I don't care what the issues are. We want to base it solidly on the Scriptures and what's happening right now in current events. We got to keep our eyes open, folks, our spiritual eyes open, and keep our eyes on Christ and know what's coming in the future and prepare ourselves and our family and our friends. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.